I was born bold.
The new Big Bertha family from Callaway Golf. Engineered for distance any way you swing it.
Breakfast on SEN.
Time for questions without notice, and it's thanks to Charlie Battisti & Co, Melbourne's most trusted repairer of prestige German vehicles. Jordan, do the Saints do what they probably should have done a while ago and secure a spot in the top eight, and they beat GWS tonight at the Gabba?
Yeah, I think they do. I think they win. It'll be a great game because, as you said before, there's a few big ins for the Saints. I think to bring Carlisle back, I think, was the right move.
He'd sort of, when it came to fallen out of first choice favour, hadn't he?
Yeah.
I don't know whether it started with a matchup and they couldn't quite get it right, but then he just couldn't get
it. It certainly was a matchup the way that they had told the media that it was a matchup thing that forced him out the side. But then maybe the defence was playing a little bit too good to not get himself back into the side. But he comes back in. It's a big loss having Jones out. You just lose that run, you know, that inside-outside type of player that is out of your side. And then you are taking a risk with bringing Hanbury back in because he hasn't played much, any footy.
But you had to bring him in now, did you not? Or you were never going to bring him in? You weren't going to bring him in for an elimination final first up, were you? So if they were going to cross the road, this was it.
This is the game that they go, okay, let's bring him in. Let's hopefully he gets through unscathed and gets the run under his belt. And then the benefit may come in that first elimination final, as you said. But they're... Look at the GWS side, and I reckon they're jolted by the return of their captain in Cornelio. And then a few players we've heard speak this week, and they've had an acceptance of we could have done more. So, I think that can have an effect on how you play. So, now you've got an opportunity to come out and show the lessons you may have learnt throughout the year.
Got any spirit under the hood, it's going to come out before the end of the season.
Oh, and we heard Johnny speak it. 5 a.m. this morning, and he was a nervous Saints supporter. So I would imagine all the Saints supporters out there would be in a similar position.
There'll be no nails left by 7:30, will they?
It's intriguing.
But a good game for probably Jake Carlo to come back in with, because Jeremy Cameron can't get a kick at the moment. So if he does pick him up, the way Jezza Cameron's been going, it might be a good confidence.
Yeah, and feel like Jake Carlo plays well in these types of games as well. When there's a lot riding on the line, you've got a big opponent, you're relying upon those big contests.
Bit of lip, bit of shtick. Yep. They haven't beaten them for a while, though. So they lost to them last year, lost to them the year before. Then they had a draw in 2018. They haven't beaten them since 2017 down at Docklands there, the Saints. So
yeah, but it's a different
season, of course.
Different coaching staff, all that sort of stuff. Sammy, is Scott Pendlebury the best ever Magpie?
I'm probably not old enough and haven't seen enough historically to say, but he'd definitely be in the conversation. We know he's going to break the game's record. The thing, he's just been so good over such a long period is the thing that will be on his tombstone by the end.
Yep.
He's just the longevity and the consistency and the way he plays the game is so eye-catching for a player moving in almost in slow motion at times. So he'd have to be up there. When Scott Pendlebury's playing well, they are just a menacing outfit. I'm always fearful when I'm watching my team play Collingwood and he's up and about because he just kills you.
Yep.
He doesn't waste anything, does he? I've got one for you. Tommy Sheridan, we spoke about earlier, the GWS defender now is retiring. He was known as the great larrikin of his footy club. Who was the biggest larrikin that you played with? The prankster, joker?
Early on in my career at Hawthorn, Michael Osborne was that type of guy. Then it became Bradley Hill. And then when I went to Melbourne, it was Christian Petrarca. Mm. So those types of guys, they never looks like they lack energy or creativity.
Yeah. Yeah.
But Ozzy was probably the best.
He's a funny man.
Yeah, he's a funny man.
Last night's ruck clash, was that the All-Australian ruck battle? Todd Goldstein started very well, and then we saw Nick Nat work his way right. I don't know if Nick Nat might have got the chockies in the end, maybe shaded it, but started well.
Yeah, I think it was. I think you could probably add Gorn in there as well, but Gorn missing a few games through the knee injury throughout the year may have hurt him a little bit, but I think we saw it last night, and you would say that on that game, it's not going to be entirely on that game, but Nat Nui got the better in the end of that contest.
Question without notice here from Mozza off the text. Will soft cap cuts have a positive effect on footy? Quality coaches and administrators will filter back to the lower levels, therefore improving the talent at lower levels coming through with a dream of playing AFL. It's another way of looking at it.
Yeah. No, I think the impact his right will be felt further down. And I think also when you look around at country leagues and you speak to people who have been at country, and I just think of vulnerable country sides for a long period of time, players have left to play for bigger money elsewhere at a club that they have no affiliation with. So I think if that also dries up, you would hope that players who might have gone to other clubs in the past to get that wage could stay around and create a really good culture at the football club that is close to home. So there is certainly a filtering of that to happen. Is Liam Ryan the most watchable player in the competition?
There's a real flavour of the month with these sort of questions, isn't there? Your memory always gravitates to the most recent, and it was your man Christian Petracca was red hot for a while.
One of the most watchable players?
No doubt. I love watching him at the moment because he's becoming far more than just, and I say just a highlight reel, but he is so damaging, isn't he? He could be anything. We spoke about him earlier, and he's one of those players that when he gets it, you gravitate to him.
There was a kick last night when he was hemmed in on the boundary line under pressure, and he squared it across the face of goal to a teammate that had someone on him. It was an amazing display of skill.
Yeah, he's going to be a special player. You get the feeling he's just getting started. For everything he's already achieved in the game, you get the feeling we're just scratching the surface with him. Tim in Frankston's text in, Hanbury was a must in. I haven't been this nervous since the replay grand final in 2010. Hope it goes a bit better for you than that game, Tim. Go the Saints. No, that's absolutely spot on. Jack Zeeble, will he be North Melbourne's skipper next year?
I don't know. I don't know.
I know you don't know, but should he? Okay, I'll rephrase it.
Should he?
Should he be?
Well, who would be in the conversation to fill in if he wasn't the captain? I think he's a great leader. I think he's had his issues with injury. Mm. He didn't get a good run at it this year and over pre-season. So, I would stay with him as captain.
Our eyebrows are raised. Maybe it was the right decision retrospectively. Still strange and jarring that Patrick Cripps wasn't nominated for the MVP award by his Carlton teammates. Well, for the third year in a row, the other name omitted was Patrick Dangerfield. He hasn't been nominated for the MVP award by his teammates. So the Cats have gone with Sam Menegola, Tom Hawkins and Guthrie. All three have had amazing seasons.
Yeah, and you get a true reflection on probably what you value inside the club, and players are very aware of who's playing well for their football side. So you don't necessarily have to go for the biggest name. You go for players who you've seen have put a high level of consistency over the course of the season. And how could you argue with any of those three guys that they've put up? Guthrie's out. He's only been the most improved this season, hasn't he? Just going from a tagging sort of role to being a big gatherer of the football, but also is using it really well.
Well, he and Menegola, their presence in the midfields allowed Dangerfield to spend more time forward and get through the season. Hopefully, they hope the Cats with a bit more juice left in the legs by the end of the season. I love reading the question that notice off the temper text. Did Dale Thomas, Jordan, make a mistake not staying at Collingwood? Same draft, was considered the best player in the comp at one stage by Ross Lyon. Not sure if that was gamesmanship by Roscoe. Would have been considered a legend if he stayed.
I think maybe if he looked back on his career, and this is only a question he could answer, but he may have benefited from staying at Collingwood. I think he was sort of hampered by injuries once he went to Carlton, didn't he? And he didn't quite reach the heights that he did as a Collingwood player.
The injuries might have got him regardless of where he was, though. They were pretty bad. So maybe it wouldn't have mattered what colour he was in. And I think Collingwood were of the opinion that he was pretty banged up when he left. On a very good contract, might add as well. I'm a Freo member and I would trade Walters for Ryan any day. That's from Mark. It's a big call.
Yeah. On current, it's hard to, because you are, it's sort of flavour of the month sort of thing. But from what I'm seeing from Liam Ryan right now, I would take him over Walters at the moment.
You'd take Liam Ryan over Walters at the moment if you were starting aside from scratch?
Yeah.
Really?
Yep.
Oh, it's a big call. You're looking at me with that glint in your eye like you know.
Well, because I've made my decision, so you can't sway me either way.
Questions for that. It's like someone who has an unbelievable poker hand. You're looking at me like, come at me. Yeah. Questions for that notice was for Charlie Battisti and Co, Melbourne's most trusted repairer of prestige German vehicles. We'll take a break. Back with more. We'll announce our caller of the week as well. Special winner going into the running for that magnificent prize, the Toyota Kluger GX 2-wheel drive. We'll reveal them as well, and the temperature text of the week as well.